What is the big deal about anger? What is it about anger of all the emotions? Why is it the one that tends to get us stuck? What is it about feeling and expressing anger, such a hard thing, especially in Christian circles? Why do we have a difficult time bringing that into the open so that ultimately we don't want to stay stuck there, but so that we can grow and heal through that, to grow through that as we organize and invite that in to get underneath that. Today, we're going to continue the conversation with a sister in Christ on anger. Welcome to Celebrate Recovery Official, a podcast that shares life-change stories, courage, hope, and leadership wisdom, all centered around the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5 and the Celebrate Recovery Principles. Where through these principles, Jesus helps us to acknowledge the hurt so that we can get to the core beliefs that may have us stuck and address those defenses and protections, those nasty habits or compulsive behaviors that are maybe confirming those lies that we've been holding on to our whole life that ultimately lead to disconnection in our relationships. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I struggle with drugs and alcohol and perfectionism. My name is Rodney. I'm the Global Field Director with Celebrate Recovery, and so good to have you back with us today. As always, thank you for sharing this podcast, getting excited just hearing people talk more and more about stumbling onto Celebrate Recovery because they first heard this podcast. So you never know who might benefit from this. So don't be afraid to share this on your platforms, social media. And also, if you could, just take a second and give us a review, a high rating if you're pleased with what you're hearing, and give us a review so that we can, and all that makes a difference in reaching more people. But I'm excited to have our guest here with us today, Jenny Baker. You all know who this is if you're part of Celebrate Recovery. If you're not and you jump into it, you're going to be blessed. She's our co-executive director of Celebrate Recovery. And even more than that, she's a sister in Christ and just an incredible woman of God, and brings so much to every relationship she's a part of. And she's agreed to come on and talk about anger. Jenny, welcome.
Hi. My name is Jenny. I'm a grateful believer, and I struggle with codependency, family dysfunction, or I should say those are the core issues that brought me into recovery. But I have also worked on anger in recovery as well. And so I love talking about anger.
Well, what a treat for us. And I know our listeners are going to be blessed today. So Jenny, we were talking on another call. Our team has calls talking about Summit and talking about conferences and just the direction of Celebrate Recovery Global. And we're talking about workshops and talks that we might be offering this year at Summit. So stay tuned on that. We're excited about the Summit coming up this year, this summer. But we talked about anger, and it was a great conversation, and such a great conversation. Just thought, man, we just need to bring this to the podcast so that people can hear Jenny Baker's heart in this. And I know you have a lot of passion around this with your own story. So kind of jumping into that, Jenny, just anger itself, and I mentioned this earlier, anger gets a bad rap. You know, how do we lean into anger? What has been your experience, which is why I love the inventory process? We learn about our story. It's hard, but it's worth it. What have you learned? What has been your relationship with anger as a child growing up in your home and the woman that sits in front of me today?
I have a long relationship with anger. When I wrote my testimony, one of the first things that has stayed from 10 years ago all the way through the current version now is that I grew up a really angry child. And it took me a while in recovery to kind of even unpack that even more. So I learned that about myself. But then even as I grew in my healing over the years in recovery, I had to learn, what do I mean by that exactly? And I think that I grew up a really angry child for two reasons. One, I think there was a lot of chaos and hurt going around me in my home. I grew up in a really dysfunctional home, lots of broken marriages. We moved around quite a bit. And so there was a lot going on around me that affected me, but that no one ever talked to me directly about it, right? So I just kind of watched all this chaos and brokenness and dysfunction happen around me, but no one ever talked to me about it or asked me how it affected me or how I was feeling about it, which left me feeling confused and scared a lot of the time and abandoned. And so, but I was never allowed to express those emotions. And if I did, there was one time I did, and I remember very specifically being shut down and felt like, it's bothering the adults in my life that I have these emotions about this. So shut that down. So I repress. And I learned early on that the only emotion that I was allowed to share was anger. And I did. I shared it a lot. And I was thinking about this. And I don't know why this didn't hit me earlier, but my mom openly expressed anger all the time in the home. And so it kind of makes sense to me now that she was so comfortable with that emotion. So she was comfortable with me showing that emotion. And she allowed it, never stopped me. So I saw that as encouragement. What really how it would manifest is against my stepdads. I was angry that they had a place in my life. I didn't like that they were there. I didn't like that they wanted to be somebody in my life. And so I just would argue with them and fight back with them. And I realized the pattern, it's a slippery slope, right? You say one thing one time and you realize, ooh, no one's going to hold me accountable for saying that. So I'm going to push it a little bit further next time. And I'm going to push it a little bit further. And before I knew it, I was just openly yelling and being disrespectful to my stepdads.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, just as you're talking, Jenny, if we were to assign kind of a hierarchy to our emotions, it would seem that, for example, sadness would be kind of low on the totem pole as far as stature in the system, right? It's like you're weak. You don't have a voice here, but anger is kind of head of the table, right? And so as you're talking, it's almost like you're invited to the adult table. And if you can match the anger, then you're going to be heard. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I learned two things. So my mom, had a temper. I also have a temper. And I watched my mom play that out in her marriages over and over and over again in the home. And I realized as I got older that I learned to take pride in my anger for a number of reasons. I watched my mom get what she wanted one of two ways. One was she was very beautiful. And if she could use her looks to get what she wanted, she would. But when that didn't work, her temper, her anger always worked. And so I watched that happen over and over again. And I correlated her anger with her being a strong woman. And I thought that gives her strength, that gives her power, and nobody is going to hurt her and nobody is going to mess with her. And I watched her anger protect me at times and get me what I wanted. And so I thought, oh, great. Anger makes me strong.
Yeah.
You referenced this a minute ago. Well, kind of anger is a secondary emotion. There's always something underneath the anger. But usually the emotions under anger are vulnerable emotions. Sadness, an unmet need, shame sometimes, embarrassment. But anger feels so much safer. And I saw it as this protection. And if I was angry, I felt safe and I felt strong and I felt empowered. And it wasn't until I was in recovery that I went, oh, wait, Jenny, you've got that totally backwards.
Well, but it makes sense. I mean, you know, we're mimickers, right? And it's want to be careful that when we do our inventory, there's nothing in this that we're blaming our family, our parents to justify our behavior, but it's understanding. And you mimicked that. From you, that was modeled for you. So why wouldn't you think that that was the right thing? But Jenny, I'm curious, you know, so you're painting a picture of kind of the, As James 1:19-20 says, that we can't use anger as a tool to accomplish righteousness. And so you're talking about using it as a tool, using it as a weapon to get your way and that kind of thing. But I wonder if you could speak to, and before we jump to the recovery process, I've seen this in a counseling setting. I've seen it in a ministry setting. Sometimes, and you happen to be a woman that I'm talking to on this podcast. I think sometimes even gender plays a part in what's acceptable and unacceptable. But we don't want to go from the extreme of using it as a weapon to just shutting it down. And so, how did you, as a woman, right? And you know, there's strength in women, and sometimes what is acceptable for a man to express in anger may be unacceptable for a woman. I don't know if you had any personal experience with that as a woman, trying to not use anger as a weapon, but to allow my anger to come forward so that I don't use it as a weapon. What's been your experience with that?
Well, I went from taking pride in my anger to swinging the other opposite end and going, oh no, my anger is a weakness. It's something that is shameful, that I should be, you know, that is a negative in my life. And then thanks to recovery, what I realized is anger is a part of the recovery process, that not all anger is negative. And my anger was showing me something. It was an emotion in my life. Anger is an emotion, right? It's something that I was feeling. And when I was able to, in the recovery process, look at it and go, I'm angry for a reason. What's underneath this? That I was able to use it as a healing resource instead of shaming myself for being angry or telling myself that I was being irrational or that I was being ungodly in my anger. Jesus got angry. It's in there, right? And we know Jesus never sinned. So if Jesus got angry, we know that anger in and of itself is not a sin. And so I was able to go and use that and look at that in my life and go, okay, you were angry, but why?
Yeah.
So I swung from pride to shame to back to, I can use this as a healing tool in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. I think because it feels, I think a lot of times when we're talking about destructive anger, we're really talking about bitterness, resentment, malice, slander, as Ephesians 4 says. Anger itself is an emotion. I love that you said that. It's a God-given emotion, just like we wouldn't want to shame sadness. It's like, well, aren't you supposed to be joyful all the time? You're not supposed to be. It's like, well, but sometimes we're sad. In order to get to joy, as we talked on a prior podcast, you know, it's the expression. The opposite of depression is expression. And it's the same thing with anything. I need to express the pain, but it feels like it's counterintuitive to even utter the words, I feel very angry by your actions right now. It's like, oh. So there was a battle going on internally for you to even put that into words and say, I feel angry, I'm guessing.
Oh, 100%. It was a battle. I also struggle with codependency. And so in that is the put others' needs first and try and focus on others. And so it was very hard. You know, I don't want to disappoint people. I'm trying to earn validation and my love through other people's acceptance. And if I'm looking for love and validation in others' acceptance, then I'm certainly not going to tell them that I'm angry with them. You know, admitting that is scary. I have lots of reactions to anger in my life, right? So I have that pride reaction that I told you about earlier where I leaned into it I fully leaned into it and had to really learn how to apologize. But also, and we can talk about this in a bit. When I got married, I walked into my marriage with this very specific resolution to not get angry at Johnny. And I'll clarify that I didn't mean I wouldn't feel angry at him. I meant that I wouldn't blow up or yell at him.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any recovery or healing at that point in my life. And so I didn't really know how to do that. And so, you know, we talk a lot about white knuckling things. Mm-hmm. I white knuckled the first years of our marriage.
So let me lean into that, Jenny. So I think that's so good. And I know this can resonate with any of our listeners. You're trying to manage it. And it's just different. I mean, in recovery, we're trying to get to a place where we're not managing anything. That's the whole point of being powerless, right? But I love that your vulnerability in saying I came into marriage trying to, control, to manage. I'm not going to get angry. I'm curious for you, Jenny, what was the cost? What was the fear if you showed mm-hmm. anger? What was that coming into
marriage? I love that question because I have a very clear answer on that. In my childhood growing up, anger equaled yelling, equaled divorce. Mm. And that was the pattern that I saw play out over and over and over again. And I will say the pattern in my home was anger directed between either my mom and my dad early on and then my mom and stepdads. And that was the cycle I saw. And so I thought, wow, I don't really know what a healthy family or a healthy marriage looks like, but I do know what I don't want my marriage to look like. So my fear was, so as much pride as I took in my temper, I also was afraid of my temper. And I thought if I go into my marriage and I treat my husband like I treated my stepdads, that we'll argue and yell and he'll leave me. So my big fear was divorce.
Wow.
I wouldn't be worth the confrontation, that my anger would be too big, that I wouldn't be worth it.
Wow. Good stuff. I want to take a quick break right there, Jenny. This is such great stuff. And I don't want to just leave that because that's such an important thing, which I think it resonates with all of our struggles in recovery. What's the cost if I allow that pain to come forward? So I'm going to take a super quick break here. When we come back, we'll continue with the co-executive director of Celebrate Recovery, Jenny Baker. Stick with me. I'll be right back. Hey, friends, if you're looking for another online meeting in conjunction with your in-person meeting, we always want to just give you an extended invitation. Join us online every Wednesday, noon Pacific, with people from all over the world. We have a quick mini-mony, a testimony, a lesson, and then we split up in gender-specific groups. If you'd like to join us every Wednesday at noon Pacific, go to CelebrateRecovery.com, find the link, and join us. We'd love to have you. You will be blessed, and we hope that you'll join us this Wednesday. We hope to see you there. Welcome back, talking with Jenny. And Jenny, right before the break, we were talking about even as you said that, it really hit me. If I show you what I'm feeling, you will leave me. And I just want to sit with that for a second, because that's such a real thing. If we've grown up, I'm even thinking about some of the covert and overt rules that we learn in the family system, we saw, and in Jenny's story, you saw anger and as a result, you had, how many stepdads did you have?
That I lived with, two, and then I have had three past that I didn't live with.
Wow. So our stories are so, so similar. I didn't realize how similar they were, but so here's a common thread. My mom showed anger in as a tool, as James 1:19-20 warns us against. And when she showed anger, people left her, that was the cost. And so I just want to feel the weight of that, of why it would be so hard and so confusing for Jenny Baker to bring this emotion forward in a new relationship, your new family system, that you care so much about your husband in your new family system, that you are willing to protect a beautiful part of you. And it's weird saying that anger is a beautiful part of you, but it's a beautiful part of you because you're created in God's image. And this is a part that is a natural way that God created you to respond to injustices in your life or hurt or pain.
Yes.
But just feeling that tension of, young woman entering into marriage and just the weight of that, that you could leave me if I show you this part of me. Whew, that's a lot.
Yeah. And it went on for quite a while in our marriage. I just want to reiterate what you just said about anger being a beautiful thing in me, because I think that I saw it as a source of pride, which is not right. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it as a source of shame, which is not right. And then I think recovery, like you just said, I like the way you put it, is a beautiful thing. It's a God-given emotion, and beautiful can anger can be beautiful because God gave it to us for a reason. And I think that it's can be such a huge part of our healing, because what I needed as a child was for someone to say, this isn't okay, but you're going to be safe. And all these things happened to me and around me. And the anger, it was an injustice anger. This was not okay. And I love in that healing process, the anger of going, what happened to me is not okay, is so important. And that is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, just thinking, you know, just even thinking about our relationship with the Father, and it always feels weird, but when we have anger toward God, right? And it's just what we're feeling is like, God, I feel like you've left me. And there's another podcast that I talked about, just laments. And laments are in the inventory process, are just unedited, raw emotion before our theology comes into play, yep. Right? But even just expressing our pain, or this is what I'm feeling. I feel a lot of anger in my heart, and I just need to express this to you. Doesn't mean I'm resentful toward God, but I just feel angry, Lord. And if I don't share this with you, and that's the beauty of relationships, isn't it? And just thinking about you with Johnny too. I mean, when you get to that point of realizing that this is your partner, this is your guy, and that's the beauty of relationships, that we can come forward and turn toward each other and express exactly the condition of our heart. Well, I hope this has blessed you like it has me. This is an encouraging conversation. And if you've been battling some of those unwanted emotions, or maybe you're told that these emotions that you have make you too much and mean you're too much, let's speak against those lies. You are loved, and God created you in His image. And God was a pretty emotional God. That means you're in good company. It's what do we do with those emotions that are important. So I pray this encourages you, and you don't try to face those alone. Hey, we'd love for you to join us at a Celebrate Recovery meeting near you. Go to CelebrateRecovery.com and join us in a town near you. Hey, thanks for being with us today. I pray that you'll join us next time. Until then, God bless.